USA Radio News. This is...
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in! The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the wealth advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Again, in the hot seat, welcome to the program. Getting started here with some bucket talk for you. Well, it is Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here with me. Of course, lines open right now at the start of the show. I'll give the phone numbers out immediately because I know you folks want to call, and based on the amount of emails that we got over the weekend, a lot of folks with a lot of different questions. So while we'll be talking about a specific topic, which I'll tell you in just a moment, the phone lines, of course, are open for you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We open up the phone lines for you because we're here for you, the Brain Trust, standing by to answer those money questions that have been gnawing at you, that have been just eating away at you. Ever since we went off the air on Friday, you couldn't wait for us to come back here on Monday and talk to you about it. Anyway, yeah, we're here. We're here for a couple hours. So join us if you can, if you dare, if you must. We are here and standing by for phone calls and emails, as I said. If you want to email the program, of course, you go to our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. You'll see that there. Also, we'll remind you again later, but there is the Social Security webinar that's there. I'll tell you more about that in just a little bit. But if you want to just take a look at it, go to wealthed.com right now and you'll see it. You can participate in it. It's all free. Coming up this hour, starting in just a moment, it is Bucket Strategy Investing. And we try to keep on the buckets topic, at least revert back to it, because it all comes down to strategy for us. But the specific topic has to do with bucket number one. Questions we get a lot. And a standard three-bucket scenario, you would have your bucket three, which would be your long-term bucket, which would, you know, for the most part, contain equities and things that may have some volatility, your longer-term stuff. Your bucket two, which is between your bucket one, some shorter, some longer, some medium, whatever it is, mixing it up. And then there's the bucket number one, and we get questions about this all the time. Why? Because bucket number one is supposed to be the quote-unquote safe bucket. Okay, what's safe money paying you right now? What reward do you get for putting money, lending money to somebody that you could take back at any moment, which is really kind of what part, at least part of bucket one, is all about? Well, not a whole lot, are you? So there must be some strategies with bucket number one. What do you put in bucket number one? Does it really require 6, 7, 8 years of cash? Nah, probably not. In fact, I'll tell you now, the answer is no. We'll talk to Professor Plum about that coming up in just a couple of moments. I gave you the phone numbers again, 877-PLANNER. And if you want to talk to the Brain Trust off the air, this is the stuff that Professor Plum and the rest of the Lucia Capital Group advisors really shine on. And this is what they thrive on. They do this every single day. They'll do it for you. If you want to get in touch with a Lucia Capital Group advisor and talk to them about your buckets, about your strategy, about anything else, 800-644-1150, the off-air number at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. You can make an appointment and talk with an advisor. Get into the details about your personal situation. Everyone's situation is different, and of course, yours is part of that. 800-644-1150. Call an advisor right now and talk to them. They're standing by ready to help you out with your strategy, like we do on this program. Bucket one, it seems like forever since we've seen anything in bucket one.
Well, interest rates, any returns.
That's what I mean.
When you consider what bucket number one's job is, the job is to be liquid, available, to be able to spend it at almost a moment's notice, although it's not exactly a moment. It's designed to be relatively or very stable, meaning the principal doesn't move much. It doesn't go down in value. That's the key. So very safe or moderately, not even moderately safe, very little volatility, if any volatility. Very liquid, or at least at the appropriate times. Those two things by themselves say, if I'm super safe and I'm super liquid, I'm not going to earn very much. That's just the way it is. When it comes to investing, to be able to receive a better rate of return, you have to take some amount of risk to principal. But as we mentioned last week, if you were listening, every investment has risk. The risk is that it doesn't earn very much. The risk is that over longer periods of time, it earns very little and you don't keep up with inflation. But what is bucket number one designed to do? It's designed to create the cash flow that you need by spending principal and interest, if there is any, over the next 5 to 6 to 7 years. In investing time horizons, that's not a long time. You're not losing out tremendously, if any, to inflation over that period of time. And to try to earn something that may beat inflation involves actual risk to principal. There's a difference between the risk of an investment where you could risk the principal and the risk of an investment where you risk value. Value due to loss of spending power, inflation. That value, that loss of value is enhanced over time with compounding and things of that nature. So we look at bucket number one to provide what is essentially a short-term investment in the in the investing world. Short-term investing in the investing world is not 6 weeks, a week. It's 6 years. That's short-term. We've had quite a few five-year periods of time where an investment in either a bond or a stock market investment may not have returned back what you originally put into it. More so in the stock market than the bond market, especially in recent years, but who knows what will happen if interest rates start moving higher. And what kind of risk are we taking in safe money? We're risking that we don't earn very much. But when we get to a point where we need to spend money, the risk is that I don't have the money to spend, not that I didn't earn a huge rate of return on especially the short-term money. So how do you go about investing? Bucket number one. And we know that we need it. We know that if we had had enough money sitting in safe money in 2000 to get us through the next 7-8 years, we would have felt a lot more comfortable staying in the market with the rest of our money. We know that we would have had enough money in bucket number one in 2007 to withstand the downturn that actually was created in 2007 and 8. We had the ability to stay in the market with our other investments. And that's the key thing. We have to be able to stay in the market with our other investments if we want to get a better rate of return for the longer term time horizon.
Yeah, and you know, you've probably heard, by the way, 877-PLANNER, our number, if you want to get in touch with us. You've probably heard from people who said, why in the world would I carve anything off of my stock market investments? All I'm doing is hurting my overall rate of return. Professor Plum, that's nuts.
Well, we heard that a lot back in the 90s, the late
90s. We sure did.
We heard, why would I put, and at the time, interest rates were quite a bit higher than they are now. Even on guaranteed accounts like CDs and fixed annuities, interest rates of 5, 6, 7% were not unrealistic back in those days. Why, though? But with the question we got a lot was, why would I put money in a 5%, 6% guaranteed account when I can conservatively make 15 to 20% in the stock market? And from 95 to 99, those expectations were realized by a lot of people. How long was that? 95 through 95, 99, that's 5 actual tax years?
Yeah, and even...
5 actual investing years?
Partially into 2000 for a little
while. Yeah, 1 quarter.
Yeah, well, it was something.
What happened in March of 2000 and the next 2 years tells us why we want to have money in safer accounts. Now, if you're 25 years old, you're not looking to use any of the money in your portfolio in the next 5 or 10 years, you don't have to worry about having as much safe amount account. If you are 55, now you're starting to worry. 65, you should be worried. Because it's not if the market goes down, it's when. And that's a when that nobody can answer. And so, unfortunately, we need to have some money sitting on the side. And I've mentioned this sometimes in the past. In 2008, I figured I had another 15 years to work. I didn't need safe money to draw down and live off of. Wish I would have had a little bit of safe money, though, back in 2008, 2009.
What? You mean you missed the opportunity to jump in?
I wish I would have had... I've stayed in. I didn't... my investments were for growth, and I watched them ungrow for a year or so, and then
watched them
work towards recovering. And they actually recovered quicker than I expected. I kept dollar-cost averaging my 401k and other investments into the market to try to take advantage of the downturn, but I really wish... I would have been carving off some money anytime I was ahead of where I expected to be, put some money on the sidelines for opportunity times. I didn't. I look back and say, wow, I wish I could have, but I would have been further along today than I am. But it's all a matter of what you're trying to accomplish. I did not need to spend the money in the next 10 years. I let my money grow. I let it continue. But if you're retired, you don't have a 10-year time horizon for all of your money. You do have it for some of the money in many cases, but you don't have it for all of it. And so you need to have some money off to the side. Just like if your child's going to school in the next 4 or 5 years, 3 years, they're starting tomorrow, whatever the case may be, they're going to college. You need to have some money saved. You could have been investing for your child's education, since they were zero, and you were aggressive when they were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, but as you got closer to needing that money, assuming you don't have another source to draw from, if I need to pay a tuition of $10,000, I need $10,000. I can't take the risk that the market goes down against me. Retirement's worse.
That's right. Even 529 plans will follow that particular pattern, at least to a degree. All right, we're going to take your phone calls when we come back. Jim in Las Vegas, Ed and Slim in Tulsa. When we come back, 877-PLANNER. More Bucket Strategy Investing.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How did you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the anti-itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
To come this hour, the end of a quiet end of a retirement option. Tell you more about that a little later on. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877 Planner, PLANNER. We'll talk more about bucket number one. We're going to take some phone calls. But specifically, as we get into it in just a little while, we'll talk about what do you put in bucket number one? Do you really have to have 6, 7, 8 years of cash? Is that really necessary? I kind of said no at the earlier part of the show, and I meant it, so we'll talk about that, and a bunch of other stuff. Where do you locate the assets in your bucket number one? That's another big question, too. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, moving along next to Jim in Las Vegas. Hi, Jim.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Great. Better than I deserve.
Well, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I was listening to the show, I think it was about a year to 2 years ago, and I think something was mentioned about an act or a plan or a way to defer a required minimum distribution beyond the age of 71. I mean, yep. You could even defer it to the age of 85 if you felt so inclined.
Yep.
Does that sound familiar?
Oh, yeah. It's called the Qualified Longevity... You know, it's a good thing I don't talk for a living. Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract, QLAC. And
That's it.
What it does is it allows you to take up to 25% of your IRA, maxed out at $125,000, so you can't go more than $125,000, and put it into one of these Qualified Longevity Annuity Contracts. And that portion of the IRA is not part of the required minimum distribution contract. And then at age 80, 85, typically age 85, that contract automatically annuitizes, turns into it, there's no value left to it, and it turns into a stream of payments that you cannot outlive. It will last for the rest of your life. Now,
and they're taxable.
Well, it's an IRA distribution, so yes, it'll be taxable.
Okay, so that's a regular IRA distribution. What about Roth in that situation?
Well, there's no required minimum distribution. See, Congress got the idea that we have two problems. One is that we're outliving our money, and two, that people complain about the required minimum distribution. Now, the reality is people that complain about the required minimum distribution are not in trouble of running out of money. They're using their money. They're satisfying their required minimum distribution. That's why they're worried about running out of money. The people that are worried about the required minimum distribution have enough money from other sources that they don't want to have to pay the taxes on the RMD. So Congress
right.
took two ideas that were basically completely opposed to each other, put them together, and came up with this idea of the qualified annuity longevity or longevity annuity contract to avoid the required minimum distribution. With a Roth IRA, there is no required minimum distribution for the owner. The other thing that is The problem with qualified and longevity annuity contracts, which would really be a problem in a Roth IRA since we don't have one of the issues they were trying to solve in the first place, is they stink. I almost said something else. They're horrible. The rate of return, there's a great way to avoid the required minimum distribution. Lose money. Waste the money. Put it into wild rattlesnake oil. See your 125 turn into 50,000. That'll avoid a lot of the RMD too. Qualified longevity annuity contracts stink. They're horrible. Unless you promise me you're going to live to be 100 plus years old, they still don't even have a very good rate of return. In fact, some of them, if you die before you get to age 85, your heirs may get back what you originally put into them. And unless you live to be 95, you may get back what you put into it originally. So avoiding the RMD was putting it together with, this, the whole premise of the project was flawed from the beginning, and the costs to be able to do this from the insurance companies, they just aren't very good.
Is this act permanent, or does it have a sunset provision?
As far as I know, it's permanent, but so far I haven't seen a product that fills the bill of what they're trying to accomplish that would be worth putting your money into.
Right.
I mean, they're horrible.
Okay. Plus, appreciate the information.
But go back to the original intent. They're trying to solve one problem. They're trying to solve two completely diametrically opposed problems with one thing. It doesn't work. There is no need for somebody who's worried about running out of money because they're spending too much of their money. They're not worried about the RMD. They're satisfying that five times over, maybe. For somebody who's worried about the RMD, they're not worried about running out of money. So this product is, it doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, in case you didn't get all that, Jim, he doesn't care for them.
No, I don't care for them. Now, maybe there's one out there that has a reasonable rate of return. I have not seen it, and I have not heard about it.
Does that help you out, Jim?
Reasonable. For this product.
I'm sorry, what?
What would you consider reasonable rate of return for this product?
I'd like to see one that gives me at least a 2 or 3% rate of return if I died at 85. At least give my heirs back some money.
Something.
That's minimum rate of return, especially since I'm 65 today, 70 at the most, buying it for age 85. Over a 20-year period of time, I expect a little bit better than a 0% rate of return or less. I would like to see it something better than a 3% rate of return. I'd like to see something that would give me better than a treasury rate of return, over that period of time. It's not happening so far that I've seen.
Okay. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, Jim. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Call anytime. Haven't heard much about these qualified longevity annuity contracts. QLACs is their call.
Because they stink.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people know that they stink. And here's the thing, though, Professor Paul.
When they first came out, they sounded really cool, and everybody was talking about them because they sounded really cool. And then people got into the numbers and said, why am I excited about this? It stinks.
You're talking really about a rate of return here.
I'm talking about an investment product.
Well, but your main gripe is with the rate of return. Now,
well, my main gripe is that they're completely unneeded. You don't need to solve the running out of money problem by deferring the if you don't want to run out of money, don't spend any of your IRA until you're 85, or take a portion of your IRA and don't touch it until you're 85. The required minimum distribution is only 4%. So if I had a $500,000 IRA, it reduced my required minimum distribution from $20,000 down to $15,000. Is that going to make a big difference in my world?
Who are the people most concerned about lowering their required minimum distribution? It's
the people who don't need the money, right?
So if you don't need the money, why are you putting your money in this?
You can do the same thing by just putting it into something that loses money.
Not that we'd recommend that.
Oh, I don't. I don't recommend a QLAC either. Unless one comes up that shows me that upon my death, my heirs get at least some rate of return. Upon my living, that I get some rate of return at a worst case scenario. The other thing is at age 85, it turns into an automatic payment. And if I die at 86, I may have gotten back 8 or 10% of what I put in originally, and then it's over. Yeah. So I got to live a long time make this pencil out.
It's not out of the question that somebody could die at 86. I mean, that's the age in many cases. Every once in a while, you will be willing to sacrifice rate of return if it gets you the goals that you want.
Right.
In certain cases, certain annuities that won't pay you a whole lot, but if it gives you the peace of mind of having income. But does this fall into that category?
No, not at all. I mean, give up some rate of return for peace of mind, yes. Give up all kinds of everything for what? A peace of mind that I'm not going to run out of money? Or that I don't have a required minimum distribution? The taxes aren't that bad.
877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Some more to say on bucket number one as well. Your phone calls, emails, etc. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Market strategy investing. 877 Planner, our number. Answering your phone calls, answering your emails, and doing it with flair, I might add. 15 pieces of flair. Was that the minimum? I think it was. Anyway, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum here. By the way, somebody asked us during the break, that was called, what we were talking about with our last caller, Jim in Las Vegas, was something called, again, a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract, QLAC, QLAC. Playing the hits on QLAC. okay, so just to recap, we won't go through the whole thing, but just for those that were just tuning in, Professor Plum, a Qualified Longevity Annuity Contract was established not that long ago.
Yeah, two, 3 years ago.
Yeah, to take a portion of your IRA money and not include it, not have it included as part of the required minimum distribution. In other words, it's sort of carved off.
Right. I think the driving force was to create an income in the future that you cannot outlive. Create, you know, because we have a retirement planning crisis, or retirement income crisis, we've heard. People are worried about outliving their money, and by taking some money and setting it aside that it basically you cannot touch until you're 85, and then at 85 it turns into an income stream that you cannot live. That means you'll have income for the rest of your life, even if you live to be 127 years old. They took that idea and then mated that with the idea, well, people also don't like the required minimum distribution, so let's let them avoid the required minimum distribution on whatever they put into this qualified, that's the qualified side of it, longevity annuity contract. I mean, we've had the, you know, these types of contracts before. We've had these deferred immediate annuities. You know, we put money in today, and it starts an annuity payout at some point in the future. We've had this type of contract for a long time. We haven't had the qualified part of it, which allowed it to avoid, up to certain limits, the required minimum distribution inclusion. So you were able to reduce your required minimum distribution at some point, I mean, from 70 to 80, 85, wherever the incomes took out. And it wouldn't be, this amount of money wouldn't be part of your RMD anymore. So it was looking like it would try to solve two perceived problems.
So if you had a $250,000 IRA and you put, $50,000 into this qualified longevity annuity contract, now for RMD purposes, your IRA is, in this example, only $200,000,
right.
And so that would lower your required minimum distribution. That $50,000 that you paired off and put into this qualified longevity annuity contract was supposed to, at some point in the future, start paying you an income stream.
Right. Usually there was a trigger date. There was always a trigger date. Usually it was like age 85. And at age 85, it would just automatically go from a deferred, you know, status to a payout status. That payout is an IRA distribution, and it satisfies its own little world. If you have any other IRAs, you still have the RMD on the rest of the IRAs, but this is its own little world. It starts paying you out an income that you cannot outlive. The idea of the income you can't outlive makes sense. They didn't need to put in the RMD side, although they needed something to put some flair to it to sell it, but it doesn't make any sense, because if you were worried about running out of money, it meant that you were expecting to spend all of your money between now and 85. You needed that money to live off of. If you could afford to carve off and put some money onto the sidelines that you didn't need, then you weren't going to spend all your money anyway. So the two goals didn't work together. And the unfortunate issue was the rates of return didn't work.
What would you rather see someone do? If we went back to my $250,000 IRA, and they've got a certain required minimum distribution, what would you rather see them do?
Well, so if they're 70 years old, I would rather see them bucketize it, because if they're going to bucketize it, they have a good chance. Now, it's not a guaranteed source, but if I'm taking, $50,000 out of the portfolio and setting off the side, I may get an income of $500 a month when I'm 85. If I only need $6,000 a year for my portfolio out of $250,000, I can probably, what is that, $6,000, that's 2.5%. I could probably make that last without any kind of, this kind of an issue, because it's a small enough distribution. I'm not really that worried about running out of money. So if I'm spending the $200,000 over the next 15 years, I'm spending that down pretty quick. I'm spending, $18,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still going to take a pay cut if I've spent all that money on it. So you need a better strategy than just buying this one product, and mostly because the rates of return are just horrible.
Yeah, and again, as I said, if you're worried about required minimum distributions, you don't want to take them. You probably don't need the money, which probably means you don't necessarily have an income problem.
If you can afford to carve off 25% of your portfolio to, off to the side and put it into something else that avoids the required minimum distribution, that means you're not spending, you're not worried about spending, if I have a $500,000 IRA and my required minimum distribution at that point is, just under $20,000. So I carve off 25% of it and put it into this contract that earns basically nothing or even less than nothing. And my required minimum distribution drops from, $20,000 down to $15,000. Is that $1,000 in taxes going to matter to me? Or is the fact that I'm not earning anything on that $20,000? And the key was, they would show you a rate of return, they would show you a payout that usually took 6 or 7 years to get your own money back. And if you died, there was nothing left. And if you wanted to put on a guarantee that your heirs would get something, you had to take less of a payment. Now you're just whittling away at your rate of return even more so that your heirs get something back. How much back? The more you wanted to leave for your heirs, the less you got. The more you wanted to get for yourself, which is one of the problems with running out of money, right? Meant that if you died too soon, there was nothing left. And in many cases, if you died before you started receiving money, your heirs might get back what you put into them. So if you put $100,000 in, 15, 20 years later, they might get back $100,000. In some cases, they wouldn't even get that.
Might. I don't like that word when I'm retired.
So, no, I'd rather look at trying to accomplish the goals through buckets and other more realistic ideas, and hopefully get, you could probably get the similar rates of return out of bank accounts, or better, than what you're getting out of a QLAC.
Well, there you go.
At least the ones I saw. I'm not telling you I've seen every single contract available out there, and maybe they've come up with some new ones, but the fact that we haven't heard about them in a year or so means
probably
nobody
not.
Bought them because they stunk up the world.
Well, and speaking of which, I was going to save this, but since you brought it up, you brought up nobody bought them and they stunk up the world. Guess what's going away?
What's going away?
MIRA.
Really?
MIRA. This happened while we were gone.
I couldn't see that failing.
It was at the end of July. The government kind of quietly killed the program called MIRA.
Did anybody actually use it?
Well, I looked into that. It was, of course, intended to help lower and middle-income people begin investing for retirement. Now,
right.
That was the idea. I mean,
Well, the goal is admirable.
Well, that's what it was.
But we have products that do exactly what the MIRA did in the first place, only better.
Well, so if you didn't have access to a 401k plan, some of it was, designed to allow you to put this away. You could put as little as like $5 away into this thing. It was free for business owners. But, of course, what happened was you could only invest your money in the G fund.
Right, which is
the government,
a guaranteed security fund through, it was the TSP, the Thrift Savings Plan, basically the 401k for the federal government has
right.
a very safe investment that's called the G fund, government securities fund, and it can't lose money.
You get a blend of government interest rates. You can't make money on it either, though, is the problem.
Yeah, you can make what? It's paying 2%? In the 2% range
something
right now.
Like that?
But for
right.
somebody who is trying to save for retirement over a 20, 30-year period of time,
That isn't going to do it.
Dollar cost averaging actually works to their benefit. They should have said, we'll open it up to all five of the funds in the Why didn't they just open up the TSP to the people that didn't have it?
Well,
that
would be awesome. It was a mystery as to really, it was, once again, I think it was government trying to solve a problem, but doing it in a typical government
way.
Not
understanding anything.
Anyone affected, it says, by the Meyer discontinuance will now need to roll over their funds to a Roth IRA account.
Well, that was what they were going to have to do if they ever saved up to a point where they had $15,000 in an IRA,
yeah.
It had to roll to a Roth IRA. It was basically a Roth IRA.
Well,
that's all it was, but with one single investment option, a bank account, basically.
That's it. Started in 2014, about 30,000 accounts were opened since 2014, and the total amount of money invested in it was $34 million. Now, in the overall scheme of things, $34 million is hardly worth it. I think what they said was it costs about $70 million a year just to administer this. Not that that's a problem, but that's what it was. So at the end of July, they just finally killed it. And they said, that's it. We're not doing this anymore.
So the average balance was like $1,100. That's not bad.
Well, it's not bad. But I mean,
that's
a start. If you're putting it, it's a start.
Those same people could have been doing a Roth IRA.
And dollar cost averaging into something that get them perhaps a little bit better rate of return. The problem was there's some risk in that. But if you're a long way from retirement.
Or you could use bank accounts.
Or you could use bank
Or you could use bonds. You could use anything you want. You have options. But why didn't they just open the TSP to those people?
Don't know. It was a mystery. Anyway, apparently a lot of people are saying good riddance to the Myra accounts, and I guess we're in the same boat. Okay, more on Bucket One, perhaps next hour. We've also got emails to get to and a whole bunch of stuff. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, 877-PLANNER. Your phone calls, etc. when we come back.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy: your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now, 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program. Online, on demand, at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Sure, you're good at what you do, but if you've ever found yourself knee-deep in spreadsheets with more emails than you can count, you could be doing much better. It's time to power up your productivity with the right business software. Let me tell you about Captera.com. The search for software can be long and painful, and where do you even start? Captera is an easy-to-use software comparison site with over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Whether you need help with website building, customer service, or project management, Captera.com is the place to go. They have thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. And using Captera is absolutely free. You won't spend weeks or months searching the internet because all the information you need is in one place. And you won't waste time and money on software that's not right for your business. Visit Captera.com today and join the millions of people who use Captera every month. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Buckets here, and we'll get into more of this next hour. Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Started with the idea of bucket number one, and we'll continue this next hour because there just isn't enough time, but I wanted to get into this with Professor Plum just a little bit. For those of you hanging on waiting for the discussion, as so happens on this show, we will get into that at the top of next hour and talk about what you should put in bucket number one. What should bucket number one consist of, and where should it be? We've talked about asset location before. Where do you locate your bucket number one assets? Should they be owned personally? Maybe in an IRA? Does it even matter because you're getting such rotten rates of interest? Oh, and by the way, there's that other question that we'll answer. What about the whole idea? He said 7 years, call it, of safe money. Does that really mean 6, 7, 8 years of cash? So we'll talk about that, and the answer is no. Well, we'll tell you why. Although some of the reasons might be obvious coming up. Okay, 877 Planner, PLANNER. A couple of quick questions here on the emails. John in Waverly, Iowa. When we set up my wife's 401k, we were told to spread out the risk in certain percentages. In other words, international small cap, it's like an asset allocation. She has reached that now. So now what or how do we spread out the risk? Or do we continue the same percentage? Thank you. Hope you enjoyed your vacation. Well, that I can answer. Yes, John, I enjoyed mine immensely. And Professor Plum did too. We thank you for that. We are back. All right, so Professor Plum.
Well, John, you said that you were told to create an asset allocation rather than using one specific sector of the market, and you've now achieved that. Does that mean that you're putting $50, you know, into your wife's paycheck into these different sectors? Or do you... It depends how old you are, and my answer to the question. Should you have diversification in stocks? Yes. Should you be worried about it as you go along, not being over-allocated in one area? Sure. Should you start paring back from your stock market investments? Well, that depends on how old you are, how much money you have, and how long it is between now and when you ultimately retire. If you're saying, well, we've built up this nice diversified portfolio to $1 million, and we're now 55 years old looking to retire at 58, heck yes, start paring back the aggressiveness. Add different sectors to your existing asset class. Add, you know, safer investments, less volatile investments, more income-oriented investments to your overall, expand your allocation to include some of these other areas. Does that mean change your ongoing contributions? Not necessarily. Continue to allocate those towards the growth area to get that volatility, to get that dollar cost averaging, safen up the existing funds. Once you have assets and you're looking at creating a more diverse portfolio across the different investment sectors, including income and safety, you do that with existing assets. But that doesn't mean you have to have the same allocation for your ongoing future contributions. You may end up with, and you should end up with, two different combinations of allocations going forward. Existing assets, maybe 25% of it's in the stable value fund. You know, 30% of it's in a balanced portfolio. I'm making this stuff up, so don't hold me to it. And then the rest of it's into the diversified stock portfolios. But all the new money is going into the diversified stock portfolios only. Nothing's going into the stable value, nothing. You don't dollar cost average into safety, you dollar cost average into aggressive money, more volatile money. So my answer to you depends on how much money you've got there, how old you are, and how long between now and when you're going to actually potentially start taking money out.
Yeah, this is an important planning point that I like to make sure that we drive home, Professor Plum, because it's extremely important. You have to start actually paying some attention to it. Your 401k, as you get closer to retirement, your allocation, and where your new money is going. Your new money should, as you just said, to hammer home the point, should go toward the more volatile portions of your 401k. But of course, if you're 60 years old, you're planning on retiring at 63, or you're 62 and you're going to retire at 65, whatever it is, you shouldn't keep your entire 401k in risky assets, because you're going to need some of those, presumably, in the next few years.
Right. I mean, we can go back to 2007, 2008 as an example. When you were in 2000, 2005, you should have been, you know, looking forward to retirement. If you were looking forward to retirement, let's say you were looking forward to retirement in 2010, 2009, 2011. You didn't want to have 100% of your money in the stock market and watch it go from X to about 60% of X over about an 18-month period of time.
Which it did, but you didn't know it was going to do that in 2006, 2007, but
so
it did.
So you should have been paring back some, not necessarily all, but some. So you would have had maybe a third of the money go down in value. But you had plenty of money on the sidelines to wait out the time horizon. Now, the new money you were contributing, because you were going to work until 2010, 11, 12, whatever it was, that new money would have done a great job dollar cost averaging into that downturn in the market. Safen up existing money to protect yourself in the event that you need to draw money in the not too distant future, and dollar cost average into the other. Now, a lot of people unfortunately lost their jobs during that downturn, and they really did have to tap into their money a lot earlier. It would have been nice to have money on the sidelines so that you didn't have to sell something that was down 25, 30, 35% to create the income that you needed.
Now, you're talking, I would guess, more for folks who are closer to retirement to do that than somebody who's in their 30s, 35.
Well, 30, 35, there are jobs that where you're worried about losing your job.
Mm-hmm.
And you're worried about being unemployed for a year or two. Now, if it's IRA money, it's expensive money to get to, but your overall portfolio, if you've got that kind of job, you've got to have some money on the sidelines anyway. Just to, you know, there are certain jobs where income is very volatile. You've got great year one year, dismal year the next, or month, or this. So those people tend to, they should have more, unfortunately, safer money just to avoid tapping into something when it's down. They can't afford to be 100% aggressive, because what if the bad year coincides with a bad year in the market and they need to pull money out? It doesn't work very well that way. So there's several factors, but age is one of those areas. Your job, you know, if you work for a company where nobody can get fired, you've got great tenure, you're not worried about losing your job, you don't have to have as large of a nest egg on the sidelines for that really rainy day that where you lose your job, except for health conditions. You know, and
yeah,
so,
I'd like to know where that job is, by the way, outside of maybe the government sector.
Well, I'm thinking of the government.
But if you have a 401k, you're probably working for a private company. Well, the point is
403b, 457.
Oh yeah,
401k.
No, I know. I said 401k. We're out of time, but the point is here: if you're close to retirement, when you safen up your 401k, your existing assets, which in many instances you should, make sure your new money goes into the volatile area, and you're not dollar cost averaging into the safe area. Okay, got to take a break. Coming back with more, we'll talk more bucket number one. If you want to speak with Professor Plum about all this wonderful planning stuff, you can do so, 800-644-1150 at Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead, more bucket strategy investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.